Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Scala. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Billy Bowers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marino Pieretti. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marino Pieretti. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ellis Kinder. And now, play ball. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala strikes out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial, who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesci for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Wheeler and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesci settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0 for 1 in the game. Scala strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doerr can't make a play. That's a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Goldsberry moves to third. Appling moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Scala. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and has Stevens trapped. There's the throw to Baker and over to Michaels, who tags Stevens for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shawn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baker strikes out. Two outs. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheeler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0 for 1 in the game. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Scala. Pesky reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0 for 2 in the game. Scala hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Goldsberry moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michaels moves to third. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Zarrilla bunts towards the mound. Sean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wheeler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Clyde Sean. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp strikes out. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-for-3 in the game. Scala hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Serkin now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-2 in the game. Kinder bunts towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kinder for the out. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Scala. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Tebbets scores. DiMaggio moves to third. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Williams is walked intentionally. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Zernial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Zarrilla strikes out. 1 out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowers hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a pop-up towards first. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Serkind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serkind strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-2 in the game. Kinder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 3 walks. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pesce takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-for-4 in the game. Scala strikes out. 1 out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Stevens, and towards Doerr, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Goldsberry moves to second. 2 outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Goldsberry scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.